Bachitra Natak, meaning of the related verses. The verses where Guru Gobind Singh Ji refers to Hemkunt are shown below. Hemkunt parbat hai jahan, sapt sreng sobat hai tahan, sapt sreng tain naam kahawa, pandaraj jah jog kamawa, te ham adag tapasya sadhi, mahakal kalka radhi. We have since long time been of the understanding that in the verses above, Guru Gobind Singh Ji is narrating about the location Hemkunt Mountain adorned with seven peaks where earlier the king Pandaraj had practiced austerities, where he performed meditation in his past life. Note that concept of past life, that is reincarnation, is an accepted concept in Gurbani. Otherwise, Guru Gobind Singh Ji would not be talking about it. There are another two interpretations as follows. There is a reference to his mother's womb, connecting it to Pand wandering in the woods of Garden of Sapt Sreng during spring, explaining the word jog to mean union, copulation. It is stated that Pand had union with his wife and his death ensued because of a curse on him. Another reference is to the spirit's abode, Hirda. The explanation is as follows. Hemkunt means Hem meaning eyes and Kunt meaning house, eyes house. This refers to waves in water which represent the soul entangled in outside world. When the water is frozen, becomes ice, then there are no waves, and this represents the state where the soul is not affected by the outside world. The person who has achieved this state is called a Gurmukh. The abode of his inner soul is Hemkunt. Let us consider each of the dot points above. First dot point. There is no evidence of the garden Sapt Sringa. Search of the word Sringa in the Mahabharata, to which the story of Pand is related, does not refer to any type of a garden. However, the word is mentioned in Book 1, Section 119, in reference to the mountain with several peaks. Therefore, this dot point is an unlikely interpretation for the verses above. Second dot point. In Mahan Kosh, Hem means gold, thorn, apple, 1 gram weight, and Kunt means direction, corner, pond, pool. These meanings do not support the meaning given as ice house. Further, what about the seven peaks, mountains? Where do these come in? Again, this is also an unlikely interpretation of the above verses. The conclusion is that the long accepted meaning, which is also given in the Encyclopedia of Sikhism, is the most appropriate. Further, this is supported in the extract from the Mahabharata. Dr. Trilochan Singh also supports this view. It is also pointed out that this explanation in the two dot points is trying to interpret the verses based on transcendent, nirguna thought. It is noted that the Dasam Granth is biased towards immanent, sarguna thought, and the accepted interpretation is directly related to the latter, sarguna thought. Further supports the long accepted interpretation of Hemkunt being a place.